Okay, I promise you, I did not pick that song to play here. It's a total coincidence, but rather fitting. The Nylons, Nana Hey Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye, on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. John Tory's last day at City Hall, for now, is today. I say for now because who knows what the future holds, but his role as mayor is done as of 5 p.m. today. So who's steering the ship and when will we vote for a new mayor? Our guest is Meyer Simiatiki, professor of politics and public administration at Toronto Metropolitan University. Welcome to the show.
Good to be with you.
Professor, let's start first by getting your take on the significance of the events of this past week for Toronto's political history. How will this whole John Tory saga go down in history?
Well, I think it's a bombshell, and I think it'll be looked back on as, I hope, as it will happen, a useful opportunity for a reset. Obviously, we were all taken by shock and surprise at the revelations of what had transpired, and I think Mayor Tory has done the right thing by stepping down. He obviously has leaves office with a record of some achievements and also some, I'll call them uncompleted disappointments. So it's a bit of a mixed legacy in terms of the actual performance. But it does open up a whole new chapter for the City of Toronto. We'll be looking at an interim mayor. We'll be looking at a by-election that looks already like it will be heated, contested, a variety of high-profile candidates. So we're in for an interesting ride in the months ahead.
How do we appear on the world stage? I'm just curious. I mean, Toronto's a big city, one of the biggest in the world, and we've just lost our mayor to a scandal. So is that perceived as weakness, or what are the other countries saying? Well, what are the other leaders saying?
I think between earthquakes and unidentified flying objects,
right.
I think
right.
this one is flying so far below the radar that I'm not sure it's been picked up by others around the world. But you know, on a more serious note, you know, it's one more example of problems that exist in the workplace and inappropriate relationships that can develop in context of unequal power relations. And, you know, any number of corporations have sent their CEOs packing. Any number of high-profile arts and Hollywood moguls have had their lives upended by these kinds of transgressions. So it's kind of a sad reminder, I guess, of how prevalent, you know, taking advantage of, potentially taking advantage of unequal power relations can be, and that even the appearance of it is problematic. And,
right.
And in many organizations is by policy explicitly forbidden.
Of course, we don't know how the relationship got going and which of the two players was
right.
instrumental. More on that may come out. Who knows? But
that's
let's
right.
go back to doing the math between
yeah.
now and the by-election. Run through us the procedure, the process.
Well, it's a little bit hazy and uncertain because there are a number of options ahead. Mayor Tory will cease to be working as mayor as of 5 o'clock this afternoon. But the position of mayor of Toronto won't actually be declared vacant until a next council meeting when that declaration is formally made. And at this point, that date is of the next council meeting is set for the end of March. As of 5:01 this afternoon, PM, Jennifer McKelvey, a councillor from Scarborough, becomes our new mayor. It's understood that she is interim. It's understood she has declared she will not throw her hat in the ring. She will not be running for re-election. So in the time lag, however long it takes between when her interregnum begins and when we have an election result from a by-election, Jennifer McKelvey is the head of council. Now, How long could it be before there's an election? Well, council has to meet again. At this point, that's later March. They then have up to they'll have up to about another month to declare when the election will be, and that can really be, there's flexibility to that of a timeline. I think everyone's assumption is, and I would share this, is that the by-election will take place sometime in later spring, May or June. If not, it almost certainly would not happen in peak holiday season of July and August, and it would be held over until the fall. I think a lot of people feel that's way too long a period of uncertainty and politicking to be going on without some clarity of who's in charge at City Hall.
Professor, we have to have you back because we haven't even gotten to the contenders. I mean, we really have so many questions for you.
So,
you know, it is a long list, but you know what? Let's save that and let's really get you back on the show in the next couple of weeks. Good.
Happy to do that.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Meyer Simiatiki, Professor of Politics and Public Administration at Toronto Metropolitan University. Have a great long weekend.
You too. Bye.